Scott Hansen, the coach of the Eskimos. And we talked about this game even before the Marquette game, quite honestly, just because, you know, this was a tournament game, kind of, wasn't it? You said that last night.
Oh, my goodness, that's the best game of the year, Jack. If we charge for admission, I'd say everybody got their money's worth today. We had a really nice crowd, and what a baseball game. And it's a shame anybody had to lose that because both teams played super. What a great tune-up heading into districts.
That was one awesome performance tonight by Ben Johnson at short. I mean, he was so good. He had the one error, but besides that, man, that double play that he caught, he leaped up for that, and then he took one off the chest and managed to get that out at second. And puts down a beautiful bunt for you. I mean, he's really stepped up.
Yeah, that bunt was absolutely huge. Defensively, too, you know, a couple force outs at third that, yeah. You know, I thought he was going to go to second, and I knew it was going to be a tough play at second. And, he made that play going to Mookie at third, you know. And Mook's kind of transitioned. He's played back and forth between the, you know, outfield and third base. But, you saw him in the Sioux. He's played some darn good third base. Benny Johnson's been hot at the bat. You know, he started kind of cool early in the season, and he's hitting the ball really well. And that was a tough one, too, because I'm like, he's hitting the ball really well. What do I do there? And I'm like, I got to throw that bunt down and give it a shot. And that was like perfect. So I actually told him in the on-deck circle before he went up, and then he didn't do it on the first one. And I kind of looked at him, and I called time out. I'm like, we talked about this. Are we doing that? And then he got the next one down, and just perfect. Nolan Bink, two walk-offs, game winners in a row for us, right? The winning run, two games in a row.
And it looked like, hey, Bon, if we had the wind from the other night tonight, that's a walk-off home run for Bond. He screamed it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely shocked. And as soon as it off his bat, actually Chopper in the dugout goes, you made a comment about, don't worry about it. He's going to be jogging around. And I kind of looked at Chopper like, what the heck? And all of a sudden he hits him. I'm like, oh my gosh, that thing's out. So, what a playoff atmosphere. You know, that was really good stuff. Lenny settled in and pitched like an absolute champ. I don't want to say he's pitched really well. Actually, pitched well in the Sioux, but nobody saw it down in Wisconsin Dells. But he pitched against a kid going to Purdue, and they went head to head for five innings, and you know he pitched awesome. Obviously, hey, Trent Lawson coming up with the big hit there at the end. Senior moment for him last game on this field as far as regular season.
What
so.
A great two days for him. Wins Abrahamson last night, scholarship, and then has a walk-off in the final home regular season game. That's just that's incredible.
So just really good stuff. I like the, momentum. Just kids are having fun. Kids are making plays. We make some mistakes, but we've been able to overcome some mistakes. But, we're talking in the dugout all the time. This is playoff baseball. It's going to happen. You're going to get behind. You're going to have a runner on first and second with nobody out. And, we found ways out of that all night long. Hey, look at it outside, Jack. We had we always do this with Norway, too. We want them to come here and get that night game, thing going on. And, Scotty Hiller, I don't know. Were you at the game last year at Norway? Because Scotty Hiller had that home run when we ended up knocking him off last year, and that was a great baseball game last year. Ben Johnson too, you talk about defensively, and then he comes in to close that game off. That is not a easy situation to come into, and so I'm just proud of him. And like I said, everybody in general, this is just a really good baseball game. And so we're going to take a couple days off and relax, and a lot of, graduation for tomorrow, Escanaba, and grad parties and stuff like that. And we're going to get back at it Monday morning and hopefully get a little rest and relaxation here. And a couple of the kids have some minor injuries and that little stuff that hopefully we can clean up. We got to tune up with Marquette on Tuesday and then districts here on Friday.
All right. You get one shout out.
Every single kid in that dugout today, that was Escanaba baseball at its best, and when we had a lot of fun doing it. Thanks for being here.
All right, we'll see you next Friday morning, 10 a.m.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, that'll be the Kickers Flivers here, quite likely.